shares, the market, the S&P, the ASX stocks.
This is Motley Fool Money.
Welcome to Motley Fool Money, the Money Hacks Edition, our short weekly check-in on how you can make the most of your money. I'm Scott Phillips, and with me, as always, is Dr. Anirban Mahanty. G'day, mate.
G'day, Captain. How are you?
I'm exceptional. Are you feeling festive?
I'm feeling very festive.
Beauty. Let's get on with it, mate. How are some ways that our loyal and wonderful listeners can save a few bucks this Christmas?
Oh, lots of ideas. Okay, the first one, let's limit gift values.
So, oh, come on, you sound like Scrooge now. What do you mean?
Well, Scrooge is important. If Scrooge was not there, there would be no movies.
True.
But what I mean is basically decide how much overall you want to spend on gifting. I mean, gifting is important, but you know, like you love people, that's more important than the amount you give them.
I like
and
it.
And then you decide to, you know, you decide on your amount and you split it across the number of people you want to split it across and decide how much you're going to give each person and then stick to it.
But I'm going to do a different version of that too. The same idea, but also do it across people. So many families these days do a Kris Kringle, Secret Santa, whatever they do, where they all agree as a family either, hey, let's not buy presents for the adults or let's just keep it to a few bucks, you know, 5, 10, 15, 20 bucks each, just to kind of stop the consumerism taking over. I think it's a really, really smart thing to do. So as you say, limit your personal budget, also have a chat to the family and say, you know what, do we really want to buy each other stuff we really don't want, or should we just limit it to something nice and you know, just do that. I'm assuming, mate, from that, by the way, you're not going to get me anything for Christmas.
No.
Very disappointing. Mate, my number one tip, or my the second tip for this, but the first one from me, is to look for the sales. Now, that seems really, really obvious, but a bit of planning here is really important. There's a couple of weeks to go to Christmas. Just be careful you don't – I mean, look, I'm a terrible Christmas shopper. I leave it to the last minute, which is also, by the way, part of the story. But just remembering to check around. There's so many resources now online. Look around for the sales. If you know what you want for somebody, spend 2 minutes, 3 minutes, 4 minutes. Jump online, Google a product, Google a couple of different retailers. I can't tell you how much I've saved, particularly on electronics, by looking around between the Kogans, the JB Hi-Fis, the Harvey Normans, the whatevers. Just literally drop in the product, even the code if you know a particular TV model or something else you want. You can save a lot of money just by looking for the sale. As I say, a stitch in time saves nine. What's next, dude?
One idea is to, you know, especially this works well with electronic gadgets, is to not buy new, but to basically do a hand-me-down. It especially works really well for, you know, from adults to, let's say, teenagers and so on.
Yeah, nice.
As much as I'd like a new iPhone sale, I would say that, you know, if you have a newish iPhone or an iPhone that you use for some time and you want to give it to someone, and, you know, that's always a great thing. And people, you know, still appreciate it.
I like that. The other thing you can do, by the way, to not buy new, is to look on the old Gumtrees and Facebook Marketplace and that kind of stuff. And, you know, yes, everyone wants something new and shiny, but just you can save a whole heap. We talked about cars recently. You save a whole heap of money just by buying used instead of new.
Yeah.
Mate, the other one that you mentioned to me, so I'm stealing this one for myself, but you may have some thoughts, is the old buy on Boxing Day. And this is kind of, look, I don't recommend buying presents for the kids on Boxing Day, because that's just really cruel and not very kind, unless you can convince them that the Christmas Day really is the 27th. And if you can, good luck to you. But for yourself and for others, buy on Boxing Day is a really, really smart way to go about it. Stuff's on special because they're trying to get rid of it all. If you can agree as a family, having a family Christmas on the 28th or something, buying on Boxing Day, yeah, it's a bit kind of scroogey, but you know what? It can save you an absolute fortune, not only for you and for the family, but for the sake of a couple of days. Man, I tell you what, it's a lot of money to be saved in doing that, isn't there?
Absolutely. I like that idea. In fact, you know, you can have your Christmas on the 25th and have your open your gifts on the 28th. and maybe you can have more gifts that way.
On behalf of your daughter, I'm just saying to you, don't do it for the kids, okay? I'm just saying that there is rational and then there is
you know, my daughter, if I told her that I'll give her something more if I gave it 2 days later, she'd probably take it.
Smart girl, mate. She's going to go places. The key thing here is, look, we're not being Scroogey about this. And yes, we're an investing podcast, a money podcast generally. You know the best way to make some money, to make some money on your investing, is save a little bit more. If you can put a small portion of whatever you save on Christmas into your investment account, it'll pay for itself, not only in savings on Christmas Day, but you know what? You can probably afford to pay a little bit more for Christmas gifts for the rest of your life just by saving a little bit now. The best way to make money is to save a bit more in the first place. That's it for this week's Motley Fool Money Hacks. Merry Christmas and see you next week. Fool on.
Fool on.
The Motley Fool and people appearing in this program may have positions in the companies mentioned. General advice only. Please speak to your financial professional to understand how it may pertain to your situation. Subscribe to the free newsletter at fool.com.au/MMM. The Motley Fool operates under Financial Services License 400691.